Tilo for Lava. This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Don Wiseman. Samoa's Prime Minister has reiterated her call for regular consultations and review of labour mobility arrangements between Pacific countries and Australia and New Zealand. Whiamei Naomi Mataafa made the statement as part of her address at the Old Parliament House in Canberra last night. She was speaking to Australian MPs, heads of foreign missions, diplomats and academics. While she acknowledged and thanked Australia and New Zealand for the important role the schemes have played in boosting the economic recovery of Pacific countries post-COVID, Whiamei highlighted the need for caution in expanding them going forward.
Pacific countries with limited human resource capacities cannot sustain development efforts with regular brain drain. Of great importance to Pacific sending countries is the commitment to ensure that workers' rights and welfare conditions are socialised, safeguarded and implemented in a timely manner.
Tributes are flowing in for former Tonga Prime Minister Pohiva Tuionetoa, who passed away over the weekend in the United States. Until his death, Mr. Tuionetoa was still serving in Tonga's parliament. The 71-year-old priest served as acting Prime Minister of Tonga from 2019 to 2021. Former MP Sangster Solala says Mr. Tuionetoa was supportive of the current government despite his political differences.
After the electing of the new Prime Minister in 2021, he didn't have this ill feeling towards the Prime Minister government. He still supported the government because he believed that's the only way we can have a national or economic development is working together. Despite the different view or political view, we still have to work together to build our country. And I think that's something that will be remembered by most of the politicians.
In Samoa, the driver of a bus that crashed earlier this month has died in hospital from injuries he sustained. The bus the man drove flipped over and landed on its roof, leaving the driver critically injured and fighting for his life at the Tupua Temesesi Meoli National Hospital. The Samoa Observer reported the unnamed driver died on Sunday night, just over a week after the accident. The MP for Va'aofanuti, Maasiosi Pupiumai, has blamed poor road conditions for the fatality, warned local authorities of more accidents if the roads are not fixed. He says the treacherous road conditions had been a major challenge for the residents for many years. The Papua New Guinea Parliament will have another five MPs after the 2027 election. Prime Minister James Morape says just prior to last year's election, Parliament added seven seats on the advice of the Electoral Boundaries Commission, and he says consistent with that, by 2027, there'll be a further five seats. This will take the number of seats to 123. Mr. Morape was commenting in Parliament when announcing his intention to amend the Prime Minister and National Executive Act to increase the size of Cabinet with the addition of six ministers. This would take Cabinet from 32 to 38 ministers. He told Parliament that with population growth of 3% annually, PNG needed the economic and service delivery management to meet this growth. The Solomon Islands Prime Minister, Manasa Songavare, has requested the New Zealand government reciprocate the visa waiver arrangement that his government is offering. The Solomon Star reports Mr. Songavare made the request in a courtesy meeting with the New Zealand Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee delegation, which visited Honiara last week. He says the reciprocal visa waiver arrangement should be included in the policy, as this will enhance engagement, partnerships and collaboration with the Pacific. Mr. Songavare also told the delegation that Solomon Islands needs further support towards consolidation of its labour mobility program. He also acknowledged New Zealand's support in several areas, including COVID-19 and the development of Bina Harbour tuna processing plant. Significant rainfall has caused widespread damage in the south of New Caledonia. The Yate district received more than 500 millimetres of rain in 24 hours last week. This caused river waters to rise, houses to flood and road damage. The inhabitants of the community of Yate have blocked the local town hall in order to force the district to help clean the area. Access to the village of Yate will be closed four nights a week for the next 3 weeks. The Blue River Park also received damage to its tracks, causing it to close until further notice. France has submitted the application for French Polynesia's Marquesas Islands to be made a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The application was filed by the French Culture Minister, Rima Abdul-Malek, 2 months after French Polynesia's Culture Minister submitted the bid in Paris. French Polynesia can only apply through France, which is its administrative power. UNESCO is expected to consider the application in mid-2024. The listing was first suggested in 1993 by officials in the Marquesas. The Water Authority of Fiji needs at least 0.8 of a billion Fijian dollars every 5 years to maintain its assets. FBC News reports the chief executive, Amit Channan, saying this figure is according to the National Infrastructure Investment Plan. He says this does not include catering for climate resilience.
Rough rule of thumb, a $2 billion asset base requires $200 million a year kind of investment. So if you look at the National Infrastructure Investment Plan alone, there's about 0.8 billion over 5 years needed to ensure that our existing assets continue to do what they are doing.
To sport now, and the Fijian Indrua will be without the winger Hironi Sao in their Super Rugby clash against the Highlanders this weekend. FBC News reports Sao was taken off the field after a head-on tackle by the Reds' Fio Fotuaika. Coach Mick Byrne says Sao will be out for 12 days in accordance with World Rugby protocol for head injuries. Says Sao will be assessed, closely monitored in the coming days. Indrua meet the Highlanders at 3:35 p.m. Saturday afternoon in Dunedin. Clint Gutherson says his winless Parramatta Eels need to stay the course and believe in what they're doing. The runners-up from last year's NRL have lost each of their first three games and sit second last on the table. Next up, they face the Panthers in a rematch of the 2022 final on Thursday. The Eels captain, Gutherson, says his team has been close in all three losses.
We could easily be the other way around and no one really be talking about it, and we're just rolling along, but that's the way footy goes. You love-hate relationship with the game, and look, we've been close. We've been into it to the 80th minute in all three games, and we've just shot ourselves in the foot too many times, and you can't do that against quality teams, and we've played three quality teams.
Gutherson says it's disappointing to be where they are, but they're the ones who can make their fortunes turn. That's the latest in news and sport from RNZ Pacific.